Starting the Eretz Yisrael, Northwest London, Friday, third day Cholamot Sukkos, 19th of Tishri, 14th of October, of Shlomo Freshwater Shlita, Esrik of Maisa Sheni. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Moss on the 13th yahrzeit of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Linish Moss Rabbi Yosef, Ben of Avrom, Zechron of Rocha, whose yahrzeit is on Simchas Torah.
To tell over a story before we come to the Esrik Shel Maaseh Sheni. I said over by the Shia, but it's a very, very moving story. It teaches us a little bit the chshivas of the mitzvah and the tilas lilav. The Vilna Gaon sent a message to the Zalman Volozhiner that he would like to make with him a kriyas, that he would like to learn together, like to have a kriyas with him. And he would like them to move to Vilna in order that they could learn every day together. Now, to learn with the Vilna Gaon, a kriyas is something you don't say no to. And everyone was certain that the Zalman Volozhiner would be there the next morning. And the Vali, he wrote back to the Vilna Gaon that he's sorry he can't come, he can't move to Vilna. And he said his wife doesn't want to move. And to everyone that was a Pella, because she was his wife was a Ishat Sadekas Ma'oid, how is it possible that she's, her husband has this opportunity to learn with the Vilna Gaon, and she's saying no. So they asked him, was it a pshat? And he explained, and he said that when he got married, his shver gave him as nadin a house. And it was a nice, very nice size house, and they've been living there for many years. Now, in years gone by in Eastern Europe, to get an esrik was very difficult. It was very difficult and very expensive. And in most towns and cities, the kohol bought an esrik, which the whole tzibba would line up, and everybody would use the dalad minim. And in this town where he was living, one year there wasn't enough money for an esrik. And the kohol said they can't buy the esrik, they don't have the money to buy the esrik. So the Zalman Volozhiner went home and told his wife the story. And she said to him, look, we have this big house. We can manage with something smaller. We'll sell the house and we'll buy a smaller house. We're like used to a nice big house. We'll manage. And with the balance of the money, we'll give it to the kehillah and they'll buy an esrik, and we'll all be able, the whole town will be able to be in the midst of esrik. So Reb Zalman Volozhiner was very happy with the idea. And they sold the house. That's what they did. They sold the house. And with that money, they bought an esrik, which they gave the kehillah. So Reb Zalman Volozhiner's Rebbetzin said that every day she goes by the big house where they used to live in, and she reminds herself that she had this chus, that she had this chia to sell this house in order to buy for the kehillah an esrik. It gives her such a tanuk, such a spiritual tanuk ruchni, that she can't live without it. So he says she's unable to move away from the town they live to go to Vilna, because she cannot be without this opportunity every day. She has the tanik, the nachas that she has, that she was zoicha to be able to be kind in the midst of Esrik. Her husband was mekayim in the midst of Esrik, and the whole town was mekayim in the midst of Esrik. So this is this tanik she can't waive. Okay, we'd like to talk today a little bit about give us an akida in the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. There's an There's an Avne Miluyim in Simon Chav Ches at the end of Sif Kutn Gimel. And the Avne Miluyim brings a Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham brings a Yerayim. And the Yerayim says, there's a Machlaikis in the Gemara where the Gezel Akim is Mitta, or it's not Mitta. And the Yerayim's Chiddush is, and the Mogen Avraham brings this down, that even according to the Man D'Omer who holds Gezel Akim is Mutta, but it doesn't become Lachem, it doesn't belong to you. So, if somebody were to steal a estik from the Benoyach, he cannot use it to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Dalet Minim, because it's not Lachem. Even according to the Man D'Omer who holds that Gezeilas Akim is Mitta. And perhaps it's important when we're at Berabim, just to mention that we're talking about Gezel Akim being Mitta, the halucha is klua that, you know, that even those that hold Gezel Akim is Mitta, or the Mepnei Chilul Hashem is as Usa, it's Matunish Tien. In Befrat, that B'zman Hazeh, we have this chus to live in a country where we are protected by the law. Yidden are protected just as Goyim are. There's no difference in law between a Yid and a Goy, and a Goy can't come from a Yid. It's a milsa the pshita that we have to be Mekayim, the din of the machissa, and that in practical terms, Gez Lakim is usa. Maybe another time when I have time, I'll tell you something that I heard. We'll see how much time we have left at the end. Maybe tell you something that I heard from Magun, which I heard myself from Magun, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Svedevucha, on this subject. Abba Al-Kapur, let's go back to the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says that if that even if you hold Gezel Akim is Mitta, you cannot use an Esrig, because how does it become yours? Says he brings the Yerayim. The God of the Mogen Avraham is talking about Tzchach, but he brings the Yerayim, which he talks about Esrig, and the Yerayim says it's just not yours. It may be Mutta, there may be no Yisrael Yisingzo, but it's not yours. It belonged to the guy, it's not Hefka. It belonged to the guy. He said, mate, it's not yours. And the Balt, it's not yours. Is you cannot use it for Dalet Minim. Kim to Avne Miluyim. And Avne Miluyim says, out of them, my guy is the cash. And Avne Miluyim brings a Rambam. And the Rambam is based on a Gemura that in Sukkah, Daflamat Hayam Adalef, I just said, the Sechia, we were learning this Gemura, the Umad Yomi and Yontif, we learn in Yunad Yomi, so we're learning that Sugya. And the Rambam passes like this. I'm just a shtickle like Doma. I'm sure everyone knows it. It's Alma Kedai, it's a Machin Kluah. Sedu Adin for Masa Sheini. Masa Sheini means that the Peris that have a Kedusha of Masa Sheini. So those Peris have to be taken to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and from wherever you live in Eretz Yisrael, in Gevulim, where you live, have to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. If you can't take it to Yerushalayim, something can be paid. And with the money, you go to Yerushalayim and you buy payers there. But Be'etzem Masa Sheini is B'Gevulim, is Usa Bachila. You can't eat it. In Yerushalayim, Kemenes Essen. Now there is a Machloikis between Remei and Rabbanon. Who does his Peres Masa Sheini belong to? The Rabbanon say that it belongs to the person, to the owner of the tree. They're his. But there's a mitzvah that he has to take them to Yerushalayim. There's an issa, he can't eat them in Chitzlura, in Chutz Yerushalayim. But by your side, it's your money. So he could take that to Peres and he could be Mekadosh an issa with it. Mekadosh with this pair, if the pair is worth a pruta, could be Mekadosh and Isha, and she will then take the pair to Yerushalayim and eat it. Remeir says no. Remeir says, Masa Sheini, Mumon Gevoya. Masa Sheini doesn't belong to you. It's got a Kedusha, it's Kudish, it's not yours. Novus, you have a Schus that you could take it to Yerushalayim. And you have and eat it in Yerushalayim. Nobody can steal it from you because it's you have the right to take it to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, and the Rambam paskins lalucha. In the Gemara there's a machloikis, but the Rambam paskins like that mandoma, that vibalt in Yerushalayim you can eat it. It has a heta achila, it can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So mamela, if you take an esek shamas hasheni in Yerushalayim, Bigvulin is a big machlokes hasheni, but let's talk about Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, if you take an esek shamas hasheni, you can be yaitza, even according to Reb Meir, who holds its mum and gavaya, it doesn't belong to you. Nonetheless, you can be yaitza the mitzvah of esek of dalad minim with an esek shamas hasheni. Favos, vayesh by heta achila, you can eat it in Yerushalayim. As I say, there's a mandum in the Gemara who argues and says, heta achila is not enough, you need din mama. It has to belong to you. And if it's mama gavaya, you can't use it in Yerushalayim. You can't use it for to be yotzer in mitzvah, even in Yerushalayim. However, the Rambam paskins that you can be yotzer esek because you have a heta achila. Says that, comes the Avner Meluyim, and he says, so the Rambam paskins, it's not your esrik. It doesn't belong to you. It's Maman Gavaya. It belongs to Gavaya. But Vabalt, you have a heta achila, you can use it for dalad minim. Says the Avner Meluyim, I bazai, if somebody has an esrik which was gzeilis akim, it's not yours, but you have a heta achila. If you have a heta achila, so then you can be yaitza the mitzvah of dalad minim. In other words, the Avner Meluyim's argument is that I see from the din of Mas Hasheni, emes in the Gemara it's a machlokes, but we paskin like the Rambam paskins this way. So I see from there that even if something doesn't belong to you, but if you've got a heta achila, you can be yotze dalad minim. So mamele anochanam, I'm asking with the Yireim. He takin sukt av the milim. I understand what the Yireim is saying. He takin was never kind it. Oh, but since he has a heter achila, he's allowed to eat it. So mamele is kind of yotze dalad minim.
So this is the mandom of gezlakum is
mutter. It's only filled gezlakum.
So why is he not kind yet then?
Oh, we're going to talk about it in a minute. But the Yireim says, it takes away the Isalai Sigzel. I want to ask you, Shalom, if there would be no Isalai Sigzel, right? And Reuven goes to Shimon's house and takes out Shimon's Esrig, does it belong to Reuven? Pashas, you would say not. It's Shimon's. So there's no Issa, it wasn't over an Issa, but it's still not his. So that's the Yireim's Chiddush. Yireim says, Gezel Akim is Mitzah, but it doesn't become yours. How are you kind of? How is it yours?
Mas Hasheni belong to him.
Oh, there you go. We're going to talk about it in a second. But I'm just first saying what the Avner Meluyim asked.
Yoitze,
Vos?
Yoitze with the Mitzah?
Ezek, the Magavum Zetaz Nisht. We can't is Yoitze on the Mitzah because it doesn't belong to you. Fact Avner Meluyim, why is it different than Mas Hasheni and Ezek Shemas Hasheni? So Boy says is an obvious kasha. Ma inyan Masa Shani to Kigadevisakim. Masa Shani, the person who has the Masa Shani, he has a schus to be able to take this Masa Shani to Yerushalayim. If somebody else were to come in and to try and take it away from him and say, I'm gonna take it to Yerushalayim and eat it, he can stop him. It's even though it's not his mom and gavaya. Nonetheless, he has a schus to take it to Yerushalayim. Mashenkin Gnevis Akim. If you learn like the Yireim, it's a pashtus. You would say Gnevis Akim Muta, but it's not yours. So somebody else could knock on his door and take it away and say, I'll use it. So what schusim do you have in it? There's a heter achila. Everyone can eat it, but there's no schusim. I was laughing. An esrik shalhafka. There's a heter achila. Everyone can eat that esrik, but you can't be yaitzer with the dalamina with it. It's not the chan. So enachanama, if geizlakim is muta, I have a heter achila. But so does everyone else on the street have this heter achila. I have no dinam on this, no schusim on this. Mashenke ba master sheni. I was going. You also take an old frame.
What is this?
chus on what posit, where does that
the Torah says, because the Torah says you should take it to Yerushalayim, come to Elisa, and you should go to Yerushalayim and eat it there. So the Torah is giving you, telling you that's what you're meant to do with it. So Pashas, you have that right.
He makes the Maaser Shem. He's mafrish this from his Torah. He takes it away. Now he makes
but the Meir says, the Meir says, after all that, Momen Gevaya doesn't belong to you. But let's discuss it. Now, basically, I want to say,
one hefker, once he picks it up, it's his.
And so let's say he picks it up, Shloya Das Likness. About if he was to Zeichet, he could Zeichet be Yaitz. But if he picks it up and says, I'm not being kind, but I have a Hetz Achil, I can eat this, can't be Yaitz. So, we're talking about in Yerushalayim. Master Shani in Yerushalayim.
It's his initiated
Yerik and Esni. Yerik and Esni. Master Shani is a hot as Chis Esen in Yerushalayim. Kind of Sishavek. So what's the Tzishtel to get over Sakim?
It's Dorsan.
So Nizant, the Meir says, I can't even call the Jana Nisha Medein. So Nizant, this is the Meir Shitter. He's looked at it with the Rabbunan. The Rabbunan is looking at the Zant. The Meir is looking at the Nizant. So I'm like, it's the Nun. But we're going here according to the Meir, because the Rambam passes like the Meir. That's the Yisad of the Kash, the Rambam passes it. That's the Mom and Gevaya, and the Rambam passes it. That's how the Meir passes. So that's it. First of all, let's say that the Mogavun, what he brings down from the Yereim, is not a Dova Muskim. It's not a Haltnazai, because the Ramun Shechanuch Ebenezer, the Ramu says that you can be Makadish and Isha with Zayda Sakim. Says in the Sivas, that it's clear that the Ramu holds that belongs to him, because if it doesn't belong to him, it doesn't belong to her. So we can hear Makadish that. Zuk the Ramu, that Zuk the Nesivas, when a person gambles, gets Kinyuna Geneva. So, the Nesiva says in this Yisod Shetan Zeh Asach Achroinim, Nesiva doesn't say it's a Beferish, but there are other Achroinim say Beferish. But Etzem, a Ganuf, when he Ganvas, should be kinder. Now the Torah said, V'heshev is a Gezeila Ashaguzel, that he has to give the Gezeila back. So Memele, he's not kinder because he has a V'heshev. Ba'a Sheenken, he says, by Genevus Akim, there's no Dim V'heshev. So if he gambles it, he has to pay it back. He's kind it. Although the Nesiva says Mashma, he still has a chiv to pay him money for it. He just kind the Etzim Giznevi, he's kind it. There's no Din Beheshev. So Mamel is Zukter in the Nesiva, the Ramu doesn't agree with this Yereim. The Ramu holds that when you gamble from a guy, the Kinyuna Geneva give you a Kayach, when he gambles it, he makes a Kinyon, that these Kinyuna Geneva gives him a Kayach, he should be kind. Now, obviously, the Yereim doesn't hold like that. The Yereim holds he's not kainit. But it's zichah shayich to say that the Yereim is maskim that the ganef who gambles it from the guy, although he's not kainit, he has kinyana geneva. And let's say the guy will be miyayish, they'll be yish, so he will be kainit. No one else will become his because he made a maisa kinyan. And although it's not yet his, with Yish, and it's possible, it's not Kluah, there's no Beheshev, it's possible, maybe he's even kind with Shinri. Nishta's a Kluah. About Kapunim, he has a Schus in this Geneva. Mamel is Zayam Mistaba, that once somebody gambled from a guy, nobody else can come and gamble it from him and say, hey, I'm taking it away, because he's got a Schus to be kind of this with Yish. He chob kinyan in there, chob a Schus kind of San in Yish. Oy Bazoi, Kenzan, that the Avnim Eliyim, that even according to the Yereim, that Genevus Akim isn't yours, but a schus you have in it. You have a schus in it. So nobody else can come and eat it because I've got this schus. So the heter, the schus, it's not mine, but I have a schus heter achila. And by Master Shani, he also has a schus. There he has a schus to eat it because there's a din in Yerushalayim, he can eat it, there's a schus to eat it. So Mamela, Avnam Liam gehalten, that these two nidoinim are equal. Maaser Sheni, I have a schus to eat, it doesn't belong to me. Genevus Akim, he has a schus to eat, and no one else has that schus, but it doesn't belong to him. So fregt er bebaut, as ich sei, as by Genevus Akim. As by Maaser Sheni, passing the Rambam, he can be yoitza, because he has this schus heta achile, so that makes it his as he can be yoitza. So lechayre, the schus heta achile by Genevus Akim should also make it his. As I dachsam, that's the pshat, maybe Achronim say this, that's the pshat, hapushet, in the Avnei Eloyim. But now we've got a kash on the Mug Avrum. Now we've got to deal with how does the Mug Avrum deal with this? The Mug Avrum is a pet, a gewaltig a kash. Sidua din. That both of them, both Masa Sheni and Genevis Akim, I have a schus heter achila. Why is it by Masa Sheni I can be yaitza and by Genevis Akim I can't be yaitza? The answer with Avzugin and the Mung Avrum has a different understanding of Masa Sheni. In Dukim Reb Chaskel Abyssal to Ayim Ahalach. Remeya holds Masa Sheni is Mum and Gevaya. So he can't be Makadish an issue with it. It's not his. But Hakel Moidim, that the Torah Kedosha says, take this to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. He has a schus to eat it in Yerushalayim. Hakel Moidim. Now that schus to eat in Yerushalayim, you could learn. It's a stamma schus. And that's how I think the Avnei Milim of the Sveshtan. It's a schus, habagrecht. But you could learn, it's more than a schus. Legabe achila benich de baalim. I am a baalim to eat the Masa Sheni in Yerushalayim. I can't be Mekadosh and Isha with a peira, because a peira doesn't belong to me. But the schus to eat it in Yerushalayim belongs to me. It's not just a schus ba'alma, it's a ba'alis. V'imadu gitan et fri, ed mafish gayit gitan, ed mafish gayit ma'asa shayin, it says, I'm the peir. So the Torah says, right, for everything it goes out of your rishus, but when it comes to eating, you remain the ba'al. The boy said, the sashayin, the shal, it was m'ken klein. In the chayim, klein, it was, the, can you sell your schus achila? The person's got a schus achila to eat it. Can he sell it? If it's a schus ba'alma, just a schus, I, Torah says, you can eat it, how can I sell it? It doesn't belong to me. You can only sell something that belongs to you. A schus ba'alma, you can't sell. Or, but tamich v'lanam, as a ba'alim, then you could sell it. Can you, does it go be Yerusha? If a man dies, and he has Peiris Masa Sheni, do his children have the right, the sole right to eat it? Did they yashin it? Or do we say it was a schus? The schus was your father's. Schusim don't go be Yerusha.
He can invite his family to eat it.
I'm sorry?
He can invite his family to eat it.
Vada.
He can invite friends to eat it.
Vada.
So it shows some sort of
bailus. Yep. But that could all be his schus.
Schus.
I don't have to eat it myself. We're going to talk about it. Nein. It doesn't belong to me. The peyre doesn't belong to me. There's a machlokes of Meir and Rabuna. He is etos zent kaitpus das rabim. He helped with Rabuna, but the Rama passes the Meir. Is asoy. Is lo mitzikai. This is interesting. I'm sorry. There was a mistake. I was told the wrong time. So I didn't realize somebody came over to me in shul and told me I meant to speak in 3 minutes' time. So I ran here. I have my man Mekoymus at home. So I can't tell you exactly where it is. But it's very interesting that there's a stira, not a stira, an argument between the Briska Ruf and the Pchaim Briska on this issue. In the stencils of Masech Tezvuch, and this I do remember, Daftes, is the Briska Ruf learns that I think he goes with a tzad that it's a balas. And the Pchaim and the Sefer learns that it's a schus. So we have a machloikas, achroinim, in this issue. Is it a schus or not? So I'm not so going to say, it's a zeh ashayin ishaal kasha for Mirchus Chinuch. Mirchus Chinuch asa kasha, you ask to the pasha for Ben Soira and Moira. The din of Ben Soira and Moira is that if he stole from his food from his father, comes there's kama tenuim. He has a din ben soira moira. There's a kama tenuim, but one of the tenuim is that he has to steal it. He has to eat stolen food which he stole from his father. Now the Rambam says if he ate Masa Sheni, then he doesn't become ben soira moira. For us, because it's achila de mitzvah. From achila de mitzvah, there's no din ben soira moira. To eat Masa Sheni is a mitzvah. The Rambam paskins Masa Sheni Mamun Gevaya. So it doesn't belong to his father. If it doesn't belong to his father, how can he become a Ben Soira Moir? At the show, if you're going to do something in Geneva. As I think, in the Machmos is Kasha, the Mechaschinach is Machadish, a big Chiddish. Al Kapunim, is the Kilis Yankov, the stipler, he says no. But Avada Masa Shani Mumma Gavai, but Legaba Achila, Chababailis, you can Snuad Din Geneva on the Baalis of Achila, it's mine to eat. And if he stole it and ate it, of them Heister Aganov. But me clue that the Kilis Yankov had gelernt, as if it said that it's a Baalis Achila, Nishtam Maschis. And Be'emis, a boy said, Mizeh, you saw this Fanfadash, like a Kasha, said off the Sigur, that the Torah says, Lekachtem Lechem. Kachtem Lechem. Kip the Gemura, and the Gemura says, Ma'asa Shaini, Momen Gavaya. Doesn't belong to you. But since you have a Het Achila, you can be Yotze. But it's not mine. How does that, what's help me have a Het Achila, the Torah is of Lechem? That the heta achila that you have is nishtam a heta to eat it. No, you have a bailis for achila. That must state in the Gemura when the Torah says lekachtem lechem, the Torah is saying that you need to have a bailis legaba achila. That this the peyre the priates huda, you have to eat it b'tayres balim. If you can eat it b'tayres balim, heisus lechem. Rabbi says if you'll hold it's a schus ba'alma. Is there schwer? How does it become yours? Toyda zet lechem. I'm a schus, I can eat it. Because two yidin, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven Sama will tell Shimon, Sama, you got a schus to eat my peyre. But it's ven lechem, but I can't eat it on esek. Then the kidder, it's getachta, it's a little bit, it's gesehen in the sefer, Rishim Ashurim, that he says that the only way you can learn this Gemura, that the Gemura says you can be yoytze with an esek, that you have a hetachila, is Masa Shaini is if you learn that that's a balis, nishtam a din azich megas. I was there, boy, so I mean, I came a fan from the Mugan of Rome. The Alm the Menium had verstanden that these two things are the same. Masa Shaini and the Gedevis Akim, both of them have a schus achila and the Chabahech, it's not mine. Of the Mugavuma, then an Andish, the Mugavuma, Lazoi. Masa Shaini, you have a balis legabachila. It's lechem. I have a balis. It belongs to me. Legabachila belongs to me. So the Gemur is Mechadish. It doesn't have to belong to me to be Mechadish. And Isha doesn't have to belong to me. But it has to belong to me if I feel that I'm eating it b'toyres balim. By Genevis Akim, according to the Yereim, as the Yereim halt as Mizrishkoina, Emes, I have a schus heterachila of a. Of a Kabbalis hab ich nicht. Man meint, dass mit dem, was Hashem ist Buch, wird verämpft im Gavur. Du sagst so, in der Spieße, ich sag nur, it's two different ways of working it out. In the Minig, the way we know it today, is the Spieße for a Haar. Bei anderen, it's going to be tomorrow. Aber es ist ein Wort an der Spieße für Haar, wegen einer Koyen, which works either way, either works for today, or Hantuch Erev Shabbos, it works for Shabbos. As a moyer dike vort, it takes much a minute, a moyer dike vort, say for Imre Yue. He says like this, I give you the wrong name, it's a very similar name, but he says as a kazoi, that you have people who are big anovim, very humble, mamish, mevata, nelovim veinam olvim. But if you really put them into a tight corner and you fight them, and you mamish, you have a machama with them, and you ride off them, and you become a balmachlaikis, they will change their nature. And they will be machazik themselves, and they will fight back. He said, and you see this, he says, the whole time. People who generally are very pleasant disposition, and they're humble, and an honor. If you provoke them, and you act to them in a terrible manner, they'll pull the sums together, and they'll fight back. He says, Alma koyen, ezgemen azar unav, that even if you fight with them and you argue with them, most of us see into them, you cannot get him to. So he says, that is the ultimate anova. The ultimate anova is that no matter what you do to him and how you act to him, and you fight with him and you're being murdered in him, and he still remains the way he was. It does say the pshat in pusik. Va'aloin mahi kisalinu olav. Aaron ma is alushin anova. Aaron, even kisalini olav, even when you fight with him and you argue with him and you're revolting against him and you want to make him depose him as kohen gadol and not shkerech tzadam a kohen gadol, even in that matzav, even kisalini olav is vanachni mu. He remains an olav. Meleva aharon mahi. If you want to know what aharon is. So let's have a look at the ma, the anova. That mahu, that anova, is even kiselinu, kiselinu, kiselinu ulav. The Emes Azoy, when I was asked to speak, I pushed it time-wise, I found it difficult. The Nezakas is Harabim, I've given to Machayik in the Geist of Mitzvah, I've seen Lanu do Yedin Tuk, the Gewaldige Shia. But now that I heard that the Shia is dedicated to Ili Nishmas, Yedidaini, Reb Yossel, Masa, Reb Yosef, Ben Reb Avruam, I'm besindere Simcha, because it's given Kamat, as if you mizuk, Kamat HaMishpucha Metins, my father, after the war, is a given a Yusim, he came here, Nuch the Shekliche Tzuris, Id Mitzel Ma'esh, my father was Megadol him, and it's by me a Gais Eschia, as ich ken zugen, Yivra Teire, Lili Nishmusa, Yivra Teire, Yivra Teire, Neshama is a woman aliyah, the youth of the Simchas Teile, and all the Yidens on whom the Simchas Yantiv, and the Gitz Kvittel.
Amen.